Good morning. I'm not sure if you're hearing my music play, but I just want to go ahead and say good morning because the system is acting up on my music, and I don't know why. So good morning. It's a great morning here in New Milford. All right, so now we got it playing.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just.
Well, good morning again, and it is just an amazing day here in Connecticut, and I am so excited about the episodes this morning. We have two amazing guests on, and our first guest this morning is none other than Dr. Ray Blanchard. And Dr. Ray will be speaking this morning about organizing for success. And I want to encourage you to please grab your pads and pens, because this is a segment that you will want to listen and re-listen and re-listen. I want you to text your relatives and friends and co-workers and tell them they need to tune into the New Day show, because we really do not want you to wait until New Year's Eve or New Year's Day to be making New Year's resolutions, because you know what happened is that on the 2nd of January, you're going to be throwing everything outside and nothing will be accomplished. So we are going to be dedicating the next episode to you, and the episodes leading up to the beginning of the year to help you really understand the meaning of planning and how to accomplish goals and all of that. The number that you will be calling in this morning is 646-915-8166. And you can call in at any time. Raise your hand when you have a question, and we will get your question to Dr. Ray. And momentarily, I will get the chat room up, and you can also state your questions there too. So without any further delay, I would love to bring my esteemed, distinguished guest on this morning. Dr. Ray, good morning, and how are you?
Great. Good morning to you, and good morning to everybody. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, we are so excited that you wake up so early to be with us this morning. And now we really understand how special we are. Dr. Ray, why don't we just start at the beginning? Would you please tell the listeners about you? I know they've been reading about you on the blog for many weeks. But would you please tell them a little bit about who you are, what as much as you want them to know?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I look at my life story as more of a from the outhouse to the White House sort of story, or outhouse to the big house, if you will, sort of story. And I don't know how much you'd like me to tell you, but I'll tell you a few episodes of my life. And I like to think of my life and think of everybody's life as following your path or following your road. And another way to think about that is following the opportunities that come your way. My life started out in the cotton fields of Mississippi. My parents were farmers, and people used to say that we were land rich and money poor, meaning we didn't have enough money to survive. So we had to do a lot of hunting and fishing and everything else to just survive. And it was very hard work, and I remember many times when I was a little kid having to work in the fields, swearing to myself, if I ever get out of here, I'll never come back. And I've gone back many times since then, but my life took a turn early in life when I was brought up more as a Christian. And I remember once I was in church, and I had this enlightenment experience, is what I would call it, where I knew that my life was going to be about teaching in some kind of way, but I didn't know exactly what kind of teaching or how. I just knew that being a minister didn't sound right and feel right. And I also knew that being a school teacher, per se, did not sound right. So I didn't quite know what to do with that, except that I knew in my heart of hearts that that's what my life was going to be about. I was fortunate enough to have my family moved to St. Louis, where I grew up much of my teenage years. And my high school counselor saw something in me. And she said, while I was down volunteering one day, that you should really go to college. I had no idea that I'd go to college, but she was committed to that and introduced me to a program where I went to one of the private schools in St. Louis, Washington University. And there I met someone while I was being an athlete who came into my life and asked me a question. And he asked me after practice one day, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? I had no answer for that. I didn't know. I was a senior in college, just beginning my senior year in college, and still didn't know. So he invited me to come to his office and spend some time with him. Lo and behold, he was the vice chancellor of the university. I did not even know who he was. Until that moment.
My God.
Well, that visit started to alter my life because he invited me to write some papers and to do some interviews with entrepreneurs in the city. And I was selected as a Danforth Fellow, in which case that paid for my graduate school. And he began to court me to be in his department. That then led to a year of intense study and got a master's degree and helped him move across country because he transferred universities. Well, that then led to another stop where I then met someone who introduced me to Esalen Institute, where I went to Esalen Institute on the coast of Big Sur. Had no money. I wanted to be the next Fritz Perls psychotherapist. Fritz Perls died before I got there, but they heard my story and decided that I could stay and study at Esalen free for a year. And
my
that
God.
The owners of Esalen would be my personal mentors.
My God.
Now, that was an unbelievable experience. And then I went back to the University of Oregon to study for my Ph.D. And met another graduate student who my co-taught with. Led me to take a public training. A personal growth training. And that opened my eyes to who I was and what I was supposed to do. And behold, they recruited me to be one of their trainers.
Yes.
Which led me to where I am today for the most part. And it just shows you in following your path, there are all these times where you have questions in your life, or what am I supposed to do? I was so enthralled with the work that I was doing in transformational learning at the time, I was invited to go to Japan.
Yes.
To stay in Japan for a couple of years, but I was so afraid to go because I had not traveled much out of the country and so many questions and what would it be like? I don't speak Japanese and so forth. But just shows you. I was sitting in my house one day talking on the telephone, and a deer jumped into my house, broke the window, got into my house, was running around in the house. I stopped face to face with him, and then he jumped through a plate glass window out the other side. And no one would expect a deer to jump into your house.
No.
Well, that then led me to the metaphor that I was sitting here inside my box, and I needed to get out of my box, and this deer jumped out of the box. And what that did, it took me within a few seconds deciding, yes, I'm going to Japan. So I left and went to Japan for 3 years and met some of the most amazing people who taught me things about marketing and taught me things about presenting in an international atmosphere. And it really altered my professional life. And then since then, I've been voted into the Transformational Leadership Council, which is a group of specialists in our field. And that then led me to writing a script and doing a movie called The Answer to Absolutely
Yes,
Everything.
And I don't want you to touch that now, because we're going to be going into the answer later on. And what an amazing story. And I know this is just your first trip here, and we are going to leave some for the next time you come. But I just wanted people to hear your story, to know that what you are going to be talking about today is your life experience over a number of years. And to know that you can be here teaching us this morning, so can anybody else out in Mississippi, can anybody else in Jamaica, can anybody else in Africa or any place. I want to tell you, Dr. Ray, the switchboard is lit up, and I want to just welcome all the people on the switchboard from all over the country, from Fort Lauderdale, from New York, from 919, and from also out in Minnesota as well. You have the board lit up, and I want to thank the people. And just to remind them that when they have a question, to please just raise their hand, and I will get their answer, their question to you. So thank you so much again. Let us go directly into your material. Believe me, we already only have 46 minutes remaining, so we know the next time you come on the show, we're going to have to do a double segment with you. So let us talk about organizing for success.
Yes. My main message to people is follow your path and follow the opportunities. And this leads us to a little bit of an overview I'd like to give you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to spend the first 15 or 20 minutes talking about a bit of esoteric things called purpose and spirit and vision. And the last segment, we'll talk about some very practical things about how to set yourself up and do very practical things to manifest and accomplish your success.
Yes.
And we need to start with a bit of an esoteric version of this, because what I think people ought to aim for is abundant success, not just minimal success, but abundant success. And your abundant success is centered in the fact that you're a spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like to let people know that right off the top, that there are several levels of consciousness that you need to be aware of. And I'm going to move right down the levels for you. The first level at the top would say that you're spirit. You are part of a whole. You're part of something far greater than just yourself. And the next level underneath that is your soul. Mm-hmm. That includes what your purpose is, mm-hmm. that we all have a purpose in our lives. The next level down from that is mind. Mm-hmm. And then there's the conscious mind, and then there's the subconscious mind. We are mental beings, and a lot of people make their goals based on their mind stuff. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of other trainings and companies that help you with your subconscious mind, getting past some of your self-limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. But right below mind is their emotions. And emotions are not to be denied. They're an access. They're an open door to new possibilities for you. And then below that is your actions. And obviously your actions must be in alignment with all the rest of the things I've talked about. And your actions lead to results. And your results then lead to your destiny or where you'll land. Now, these levels are integral to success. And I would say that optimally, people would set their goals based on the fact that they're a spiritual being and set their goals based on accomplishing something that will not only benefit you, but will benefit other people, because people are the issue. You're in a relationship all the time. You're Yes. always connected to people. And if you could have a higher purpose to what you're doing, then chances are you're going to have a stronger motivation to accomplish it, and other people will have a stronger motivation to support you in it.
Right, right, right.
And if anyone got any questions or you've got any questions at any time along this line,
yes,
just jump right in, and I'll keep going.
Right. The people in the chat room, if you have a question, just raise, I mean, on the telephone, if you have a question, please raise your hand and make your question. If I don't see your hand raised, I think you're just listening on the telephone. But I just want to piggyback on something you just mentioned. I'm Dr. Ray. It's about relationships, because as I listened, even in your introduction, your magnificent journey started off and your relationship at the college, when you had no idea of where you were going to be. You were focusing as an athlete, and that was all you were seeing. But somebody else saw the broader picture for you and capitalized on that, and you followed through. So if there is nothing else they wrote yet, which I'm hoping they wrote a lot, is that relationship should be written in red. Big, bold red, because that is so important in everything that we do.
Exactly. And do all the work that you can do in interpersonal relationships and interpersonal dynamics. Learn to be a relational person. Learn to be someone who generously listens and someone who knows how to express themselves. And focus in on being connected with other people. Your relationships are going to be the key to your success.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Please. I want to go to the person. Your first three digits are 954. Do you have a question, or you are just listening? If you have a question, I have you live. Would you state your name, where you're calling from, and your question, please, if you have one? If I don't hear anything, I know you do not have a question. Okay, I guess there's no question there.
Okay, and, well, let's just keep going.
We'll go, and people will signal us when they do have a question.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes people want to listen for a while.
Yes, yes.
The thing that I would say to people in setting up yourself for goals and setting yourself up is, first of all, you start with a vision. Visions and goals are not the same thing. A lot of people think that a vision is just a very big goal. That's not the case. I would like to make a distinction. Visions are things that are always ongoing. Goals have endpoints. Vision is an experience, the ultimate experience that you're looking for. Like Martin Luther King saw, I envision being with little black children, little white children holding hands around the world, and it may not even happen in his lifetime, but it was an experience. So a vision is a bigger experience. It's what you like to feel, touch, smell, see, sense, and fill yourself up with. A vision is what moves you. Is the ultimate experience that you might be looking for, the ultimate experience that moves you, touches you, and inspires you.
May I ask you a question? Is it safe to say our visions is always part of the legacies that we're looking to create?
I would say so. Your vision is inclusive of legacy. And your vision is what gives meaning to your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
The vision is what moves, touches, and inspires you gives your life a sense of meaning and what you're willing to give your life to.
Yes, for.
And your purpose is your reason for being. Your reason for being here on this planet. Your reason for being here. So you need to get engaged with what touches, moves, and inspires you. And on a lower level is, what are your passions? What are you passionate about? The very things that get you up in the morning. Your reason for being. Now, if you want to translate it on an even a smaller scale, sometimes the people would express their purpose as their big why. Why I do what I do, why I did what I did, was to help my family be lifted up from poverty and to have a quality life. And that moved me. Now, that's translating it into a very practical kind of sense. But on a much bigger level, a vision is the quality of life you imagine, the quality of life you're experiencing, and what you'd really like to have. Now, if you were a company and you wanted to talk about your vision and you were a hotelier, then you might see your vision as having the most outstanding hotel chain that gives people a very deep comfort spiritually. When they leave the hotel, they will have had a life-altering experience.
And
you want to have something that really, really moves you.
Yes, because your vision transforms who you are.
Your vision really does. It's a it's a transformer. That's a great word.
Because
it moves you to a completely new kind of being.
Yes.
I would say that if whatever your vision happens to be, multiply it 5 to 10 times.
Yes.
So that it really, really inspires you.
Yes.
And then start to ask yourself that question of why? Why do I want to do this? Why do I want to have this vision? Why do I want to live that? What would be my purpose in that? And that, what would be the benefit to myself and to my community, to other people? So have a reason for being, a reason that triggers you in the morning.
Yes. And it's so amazing because, you know, a lot of times I speak to my clients and even ordinary people in conversation, and I say, you know, what you do cannot be for the money. It has to be for some other reason, because I notice that people who get burnt out are people who have no vision, who really are not connected to their purpose and calling, and they are just existing for the paycheck.
Yes.
And life has to be for more than that. I want to go ahead. I want to welcome. I see my producer got on the line. I want to welcome. So now we're going to get things really up, hot, and running in the chat room. And guest number 342, I welcome you and all the people on the switchboard. The switchboard is almost full, and I want to welcome you and remind you that you have the time to ask questions if you want. I know everybody is just gathering and harnessing this wonderful information, and I thank you all very much. Yes, Dr. Ray. So let us continue. The other important thing you pointed out in the beginning, I was so excited that the levels began with spirit, because we have to understand that we are truly spiritual beings. And, you know, too many people got bamboozled, if you may, about religion and loses the real experience of a spiritual relationship and the heights and depth that it can really take us.
Yes. And I would like to talk about spirituality that is absent of religion.
Yes.
Because religion gets to be so convoluted, and so many people get so stuck in that. And on a more universal sense, your connection with a greater cause, your connection with a wider reality, and feeling your connection to the universe, or your correct connection to everything else, that's very important. And as you begin to get involved with your vision and then your purpose, then you got to ask yourself, what do I need to give up? What am I willing to give, and what am I willing to give up? Am I willing to give myself? Am I willing to give my time? Am I willing to give all of me? And what am I willing to give up? Am I willing to give up my lack of worthiness? Am I willing to give up some of my self-limiting beliefs? Am I willing to give up my righteousness? Am I willing to give up my scarcity consciousness? Because you can have a deep purpose, and you can also have lots of money at the same time. The universe doesn't care whether you have money or not, because the more money you have, the more difference you can make with people. Mm-hmm. So money and purpose and vision can go hand to hand. It's not an either or.
Right.
And
right.
I want people to really realize that and give themselves permission and the okayness to be wealthy, the permission and the okayness to live from spirit. And to know that they can go hand in hand, and you don't have to put them into separate categories.
That's right. And you know, some of us, depending on the culture that you were brought up in, there's a lot of people who still hold this limited belief that money is evil, you know. And I tell people all the time, it's the use of money and what people do with it. If you are an evil person, and you get a lot of money, you become more evil. But if you're a good person and you have a lot of money, you are going to be doing good things to impact people's lives. So I like what you say about giving yourself permission to have it and to enjoy it and use it to make a difference.
Yes, money won't make you evil. You know, evil people will do evil things, and good people will do good things.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, and if people thought about money is the root of all evil, then they'll never have money, because no one would want to think of themselves as an evil, dirty person.
That's right. That's right.
So no two things can exist in the same space at the same time, as
That's
a
right.
physicist would say. So you got to move that out of your consciousness. And
right.
I would like to give you a metaphor and people a little exercise that they can do too.
Yes, please.
I would think about an iceberg in water. They say about 10% of an iceberg is above water. That means that 90% is below water.
Mm-hmm.
The part above water, let's call that your conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thought that you consciously know you want to do and want to accomplish. The 90% of the part underwater, let's call that your subconscious. Well, that part of you is sometimes going in a different direction, a lot of limiting beliefs about the negative beliefs about money, for instance, or some of the beliefs that I'm not worthy, the beliefs that I'm not good enough, that I'm not enough for this, or other kind of limiting beliefs that may be operating at the same time that your conscious mind is going in one direction, all these self-limiting beliefs might be going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to interrupt those subconscious beliefs and do your work on your subconscious mind and bring it into your conscious awareness so you can let go of that. So you might need to do some work around what are my subconscious beliefs that are sabotaging me, my subconscious beliefs that are holding me back, my subconscious beliefs that are blocking me from going forward with what I say I really want to do. So you got to do some work around that if you want. Now, the rest of the water in the ocean, let's call that the ocean,
yeah.
Now, that's your superconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ultimately, you'd like to tap into your superconscious to help you come up with the right kind of goals, the right kind of visions that are going to be on your path that will be much more easier to accomplish if you had tapped into what your true purpose and what your true vision and what you're really all about in life. And I'll give you a little bit of an exercise of how you might want to do that.
Yes.
First of all, I would suggest that you do a little meditating. A lot of people should meditate because it helps you calm your mind. It helps you quieten your mind and helps you get all the chatter and noise out of your mind because we have a lot of mental garbage going on. So if you could learn to meditate and calm your mind, that would be a good step one. And then once your mind is calm, start being introspective. Start thinking deeply about important questions.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself the right kinds of questions, like, what is my life about?
Mm-hmm.
What does God want me to do? Mm-hmm. What am I on this planet to do? What are my talents? What are my gifts? And somebody might ask a question like, what would be a great, unbelievable title for a book that would sell mega copies?
Mm.
You might want to think about big questions and significant questions once you become calmed and introspective. And then you want to take out a pen and paper and just automatic write. Allow yourself to freeform, write and write and write, and let that just flow. Don't try to force anything. Just let that flow until something starts to come clear to you, and then something will start to pop out for you. Now, you might need to do this over and over for a while until something starts to come to the foreground for you, and chances are it will. I think it's a great exercise for people to do on an ongoing basis.
Yes.
And so that they allow the thing that is really purposeful for them to come to the foreground.
Yes.
Because we get in the way too often. So we want to get out of our own way and let it come through us and let it come to us.
Yes.
And then start to build your goals around whatever that is.
Yes.
And that would be the next segment. What I'd like to talk about is now about the goals and manifesting goals.
Yes, yes, thank you. That's a powerful exercise because in my line of work I use that a lot, and it's a very powerful exercise. We have 26 minutes remaining. I just wanted to keep you abreast of the time.
Great.
So
well,
we're going to be...
That's good. That's very good, and that's about the perfect timing.
Good. So
well,
we're going to move into goals. And remember, if you have questions, raise your hands or type it in the chat room.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
I want to talk a little bit about goals and then the tasks. First of all, goals are endpoints. They're milestones along the way. And you want to write down all of the goals that you might want to accomplish inside of your vision. So you want to get pen and paper many times in your life and just write down and eliminate all the things that you're really not going to be committed to, though.
Mm-hmm.
And write down all the goals that will help you accomplish your vision. Now, I want to say something about goals. You don't work on goals. You set goals as targets, but you don't work on goals. You work on the tasks that lead to the goals. So you write down your goals, and then you set up categories of things that need to be accomplished that would lead you to your goals. Mm-hmm. So you're going to start with a vision of what do you really want, what is your life about, and you're going to come up with something very tangible that you can focus on. And then you want to set what would be some markers or some goals that would lead you to that vision. Mm-hmm. And only focus on the goals that you're actually going to commit yourself to. Eliminate the ones that you're not going to commit yourself to so that you can save your energy. Mm-hmm. And then you set up the goals and you break them down into doable categories, things that need to be accomplished in order for the goals to be achieved. So you're going to write down tasks. And what you want to do is work on the tasks, do the tasks. You don't do goals, you do tasks. And the tasks then lead to the accomplishment of the goal. Now, let's talk about the tasks. You got to specify the tasks you must perform, the tasks that need to go into the construction. Say if you are building a house, that's the object is to have a house, a beautiful home, a beautiful house. Well, you've got to step backwards and say, now, what are the categories of activities that need to take place to build a house? Well, you need to get the concrete work done. You need to get the roofing done. You need to get the lumber. You need to get the contract done. You need to get the property agreements, land. You need all these tasks that need to be done, categorical tasks. Then you need to step back in each category and write down what are the tasks inside of each, what are the activities inside of each of those categories, inside of each of those tasks. Mm-hmm. And once you write all of those down, then you want to prioritize them. Prioritize the subtasks in terms of which ones need to be accomplished first, and down to the last.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you prioritize them in terms of what needs to happen for the next thing to happen, for the next thing to happen. So you write down the little tasks, the subtasks, to accomplish each of those categories.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And once you've done that, then you want to game plan it. You want a starting date, a due date, and some time estimates. So you want to make a game plan. You also might want to look at what are the obstacles that are going to be in your way. Mm-hmm. And you might even want to write down a few tasks that will handle those obstacles. And then you resequentialize it again in terms of prioritize. And then after you've gotten all that done, you want to put it all on a schedule. Take all of the little subtasks and schedule your plan first by week, then daily, and put it into a calendar or a system so that you can set about doing them in your day and day by day accomplishing the tasks that lead to the completion of the larger tasks that lead to the goal. And ultimately, the key to all of this is self-discipline. You've got to discipline yourself to do what you said you would do. So in accomplishing things, it's really about thinking in terms of systems and detail, and get all of it down to very detailed activities so that you can put it on a calendar and get it out of your thoughts and get it out of your mind. Because if you don't get it onto paper and you leave it in your mind, you let your mind get busy with thinking about it all the time, and it consumes a lot of energy.
Right.
And then you can't manage yourself. You don't have all your energy going for you. So you want to put it out on paper so that you can free your mind and make sure that you put it in something where you can retrieve it easily and something that you can carry around with you, portable, like a calendar or a day time or something like that, so that you can actually use it and do it on an ongoing basis and check in with the activities and check your calendar and check off things that are getting done each day. And that's a huge, huge lift, is to put it on paper and clear your mind. And the self-discipline to do the subtasks are really, really important. You must keep your agreements, because if you keep your agreements and keep your word, people trust you and you trust yourself.
Yes.
As you complete things that you said you would do, you have a sense of accomplishment and a sense of completion, and that gives you more energy. And as you leave things incomplete and undone, that's like unfinished business. And that unfinished business is like that extra baggage that you carry around in your life every day. So you don't want to have extra baggage. You want to have freed up energy. So it's important that you accomplish those things, because it gives you a sense of completion, more energy, and you're in integrity with yourself, and you're in integrity with other people. And being in integrity with yourself and being in integrity with other people is what creates the powerful relationships that you need, because you're going to need powerful relationships to accomplish most of your things that are important to you, because most of the things that are important to you are beyond just you yourself. They involve other people.
That's right. And that's how we know when we are indeed tied into or connected to our purpose, because our purpose is always bigger than who we are. And this way it has to and needs to incorporate other people. I want to just piggyback on writing all those tasks and breaking it down and simplifying it so you can manage it. One of the great ways of being able to take that around with you is having it as part of your journal, because a lot of times we travel, we have layover in airports, or people who travel on the trains, for the people in New York City, always have a journal with you, because those times you spend waiting, you can pull your journal out and you can always enter things and keep things going.
Yes, I'd like to say something about journals and the kind of journal to get. Always get a journal that is detailed enough to allow you to put in all the detailed things that you need to accomplish in life, that are very user-friendly journals. Now, there are some things online like Good Time, More Time, or Daytimer. There are some other things on Google. There are some various kinds of calendars and day timers. But get yourself something that's detailed enough to allow you to put all of the things of your personal life, the things that you got to do every day for your family, as well as your goals. Get something very, very user-friendly like that.
Yes.
And I would always say, just in case you lose it, make sure you have duplicated it somewhere.
Yes, someplace.
So that you can always go back and find a duplicated version of it.
Very good point. Oh, can you believe we only have 15 minutes remaining in this segment?
I know, and I got two or three more things to tell them to do. And
I'm sorry.
Just
go
in
ahead.
Case you, just in case you didn't write down all of the things I said and want to go back and visit. I'm sure you might be able to get a copy of this recording.
Yes,
but
they can go back and download. They need to just sign up. It doesn't cost anything for them to sign up. They can go back, they can listen, and they can download it at the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, hyphen Clark with an E, hyphen H-U-D-S-O-N. So it's going to be all there for them to really take advantage of that. And
yes,
with 14 minutes remaining, would you tell them how to, where to visit to see some of the products that you carry and some of the services and all of that, please? And then
yes,
continue with the remaining points.
One of the places you can go to retrieve Organize Yourself for Success as a CD audio recording is done with me and a colleague of mine, Jim Earle, who has such a wonderful resonant voice, as on my website, rayblanchard.com. That's www.rayblanchard.com. You can see a number of things on my site. Organize Yourself for Success is one of the audios that you can get, which gives you a detailed audio of how to set up your vision and your goals and an 8-step formula for how to achieve them. So it gives you an exact formula to follow. You can also get a lot on vision if you were to see the movie that we made, The Answer to Absolutely Everything. That's also on rayblanchard.com. And one of the documentary stories that was featured in that movie won CNN's Hero Award. And I say that because the heroes are all people who are dedicating their lives to something larger than themselves. So this documentary movie is really tailor-made to exemplify vision and purpose and the distinctions and practices that you as a human being need to do and be in order to accomplish outstanding things. So you might want to see that. There are some other articles on my site that are meant for you. You can download them. You can also take a little quiz to see if your life is in balance. And if you take that little quiz, takes you a couple of minutes, and you click on the tips, then you can go and get my tips on how to live a life in balance. So, rayblanchard.com.
Okay. All right. So we have 11 minutes remaining. And the people in the chat room, they're saying they are not hearing any sound. So I don't know why they are not hearing sound. So sorry about that. I guess they'll have to go back and listen to the recording. So we have 11 minutes remaining. And I also want to mention that people can also go to http://tinyurl.com/Daphne Clark Hudson, and they can also view all the products from that link as well. So, 11 minutes.
Yes.
Please,
and
continue.
I would spend these few minutes with you about your day-to-day activities and organizing your day. Here's a tip that some of the greatest people have done, and I've done over and over again, and I coach my clients to do. Henry Ford did it, Dale Carnegie, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, a lot of people have done these simple things. One is that at the end of your day, sit down with yourself and write down six are the most important things you want to do the next day? And write them down and then prioritize them in terms of most significant to get done and the least significant. And once you prioritize them, go to bed, read them before you go to sleep, maybe even put them by your nightstand or under your pillow. Some people like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is read them again.
Mm-hmm.
You pull them out and go over them again. What are the six most important things to do? And in terms of most important to least important. And then go ahead and do your cleaning up and doing the things that you need to do and set about accomplishing those six things. I think that would get your day off to a rocking and rolling start,
mm-hmm.
and you would be amazed at how much you get done by doing that. And I want to give you another little tip.
Yes.
Every day, most people don't follow everything that they say they're going to do
mm-hmm.
because they get interrupted by telephone calls, emails, somebody want you to do something for them, and so forth and so on. You can do all of that, but if you allow yourself to get distracted by all of that, you'll find yourself not accomplishing the tasks on your list that outlined your goals. You also will not accomplish the six things that are the most important for you to do. So here's my tip. Break your day into several categories. Maybe from 9 to 12, for example, you're going to do calls and handle meetings. And maybe from 12 to 2, you're going to do emails or something like that. Or from 2 to 3:30, maybe you're going to do data or research or design something. And maybe from 3:30 to 5:30, you're going to write about your goals or write chapter of your book or something else that you're going to do. And maybe you're going to have your dinner and you're going to have your lunch in there, but maybe family time after that. And maybe an hour before you go to bed, you're going to review your goals and review things or write something that's inspirational. Or do something special for your family or whatever. So if I was you, I would make time for certain things like emails and calls and do them all within a time frame if you can. And I know that sometimes you're going to have a few emergencies, but see if you can minimize that by organizing your day into categories. And if you do that for 30 days, you will be amazed at you would have literally created yourself a couple of extra days of life by just eliminating, skipping back and forth from this to that to this to that and starting one project and not finishing it because you got interrupted by this or that or that.
Yes. Dr. Ray, I want to point out to you that we have 6 minutes remaining. However, we will continue our conversation until the other guest calls in.
Okay.
So with 6 minutes remaining, could you please begin to summarize our conversation for today?
Yes. What I would suggest that everyone do is to think about being abundantly successful, not just accomplishing one or two goals. But if you're abundantly successful, you're going to be fulfilling your purpose, fulfilling your reason for being on the planet. You're going to be connected with a larger state of being. You're going to be connected with other people. And you're going to have a lot more meaning in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be touched, moved, and inspired to accomplish great things. So it starts with a vision, and without vision, people will perish.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a sense of purpose, you'll have a stronger drive to accomplish whatever it is you set your mind to.
Yes, yes.
And once you're clear about your vision and your purpose, then set your goals up in alignment with your vision and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And in setting up your goals, remember that goals are not to be achieved by doing goals.
Mm-hmm.
Goals are achieved by doing the tasks that make up the goals.
Yes.
So you need to outline what are the tasks that lead to your goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And within each task, you need to break it down into details mm-hmm. of the activities that need to be accomplished to achieve that task that lead to your goal.
Would you hold a minute? Someone has their hand up. Let me see if someone has a question.
Yes.
Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Do you have a question? If so, would you please state your name and where you're calling from? Your first three digits are 651. Good morning. Is this Jeff?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Good morning. We have you up in a few minutes. Dr. Ray, well, my next guest is called in, so you have 3 minutes to please tie up our conversation.
Great. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. And your question, Jeff?
No, he doesn't have a question. He's my next guest.
Great, Jeff. I thought you were a questioner. But I was saying to people, once you have your detailed activities done, you want to prioritize those and then set them up on a calendar of some kind of schedule, game plan it, so that you can actually follow through. Follow through is very important because without follow through, nothing actually happens. And your everyday activities, set yourself down at night and write down the 6 most important things that you want to get accomplished in addition to the activities that you set up on your goals, and prioritize those and read them before you go to bed, read them before you, just as you get up, and get yourself prepared and go out and accomplish them. And if you want to find out more about the answer or to organize yourself for success, then Daphne gave you her tiny URL, and I think it is www.tinyurl.com/Daphne-Clark with an E on it, dash Hudson.
No. It's, excuse me, it's tinyurl.com/dynamicDaphne, no dashes.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. No need for an apology. Well, I tell you, I know that the guest, our listeners really got what they came for this morning, and I encourage them to hang around because we have another powerful guest coming on with some amazing information that will turn around your life, the lives of your families, and your career. So you want to stick around. Dr. Ray Blanchard, thank you so much for delivering. And I look forward to having you back on the show very, very, very soon.
Thank you, Daphne. And Jess, have a great show, and I'm sure you will, and this is a great service that you're doing, Daphne, and I wish you the very best, and I wish all of the listeners the very best. Have a fabulous holiday, and start your 2010 off with a bang.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ray, and you have a great holiday yourself for your family.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Will do. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Daphne, how are you?
I am wonderful. I'm so excited to have you on the show this morning. And I know the listeners are up for a great treat because the new year is coming. And one of the things people always say, oh, I don't have any time for my family. And I can't do this and I can't do that. And I was blessed to be on a webinar about approximately a month ago. And I listened to the amazing things you are doing in your life, how much time you are getting to spend with your family. You're doing that to other people. And I'm thankful that you have agreed to come on this morning to teach us how we can triple our time off and still make some money doing that. So thank you again, Jeff.
Thanks for having me on the show, Daphne. It's my pleasure to just to come on here and to share some tidbits of wisdom with people. And I know a lot of people out there are super busy. It's the holiday season at the time of this, you know, this call, and everybody's got Christmas on the brain and Christmas parties to get together. They got Christmas musicals to go to and choir shows and you name it. There's probably a million things we all got on our to-do list.
Yes.
So I'm here to kind of help people navigate through all the busyness and actually teach people how they can not be so busy. So
I want you to first tell people a little bit about who you are, because people need to understand that you come with credibility, because there are too many people out there hyping things that don't happen. So tell them a little bit about your story and how you began, and then you
all right,
go
that's,
into.
That's great. No problem. Well, I grew up in Huntington Beach, California, and which is a beach community. You know, I was a surfer bum. Enjoyed my teenage years in Southern California. It was very, very cool. Started working for my youth pastor at my church when I was probably 19 years old. And was told that I had some skills working with youth there at my church, and I was told that I needed to go become a pastor. So I'm like, okay. So I went to Bible college for a few years and got my degree, and then from Bible college I went to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which is very far away from the beach. And I met my wife going to school there to get my degree, my Master of Divinity, and my wife and I both moved to Minnesota shortly after graduating from seminary. And we were pastors. You know, we served in the churches for about 9 years. We were broke pastors, though, and there's a lot of broke pastors, unfortunately, out there, which I don't think is a good thing. But, you know, I guess some churches, I think they want to keep their pastor poor for a reason, which is not good. But anyway, we were looking for ways, like many people were, on the Internet. You know, I heard about this is back in 1999. That people were making a lot of money on the Internet, and the Internet was being used not just as a place that people could go and play games and converse with people and be social, you know, with all the social stuff going on, but actually build businesses and sell products and services using the Internet as a marketing channel. So like many people, I decided I was going to start doing that and learning how to do that, and success did not come easy for me. It took me actually 4 years to figure this out, from 1999 until 2004, but then I got it figured out, and I decided that I would come home from being a full-time youth pastor, and I came home to be a stay-at-home dad and help raise my daughter, and then my wife was able to come home about a year later from her ministry, and you know, and don't think, people always ask me, you know, why did you leave the ministry, and I always tell people, you know, I never left the ministry. I just left getting paid being a minister, you know.
That's right.
I think everybody's a minister, and only a few of them get to be paid for
it. Exactly. Because as a matter of fact, what you are doing here, you are ministering to people's lives. And, you know, it's amazing because when Dr. Ray and I was in conversation, one of the things he was talking about is success being abundant. You know, not mediocrity, not minimal, but abundant. And a lot of Christians think because you're Christians, you're supposed to be poor, you know. and that needs to go out the door. So I'm thankful that you
there's two types of thinking out there. There's poverty thinking and prosperity thinking. And the poverty thinking comes from a lack of, you know, things. And so because they have a lack of things, then they just can't, you know, get a mindset wrapped around the abundance that we have in our God, who, you know, actually would never bend over in the street to pick up $1 million because, you know, he doesn't need it.
That's right.
So, you know, we have a God that has an infinite amount of supply, and it never runs out. And it's the same way with money. It's the same way with what we do here. There's an abundance and infinite amount for everybody. There's so much. There's no scarcity.
That's right.
And so we can all claim that and enjoy that.
I have an early hand raised here, Jeff. Let me see if somebody have a comment for you.
Okay.
Caller, good morning. Your number, your four last digits are 6633. If you have your hands are raised, do you have a question for Jeff? If you don't say anything, I know you're just listening and your hand is just raised. Okay, I guess they don't have a question.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. So let us thank you so much for that introduction. And let us go into what you're here to present this morning.
Sure. How would you want me to start?
Just set up what it is you are delivering to people and break
okay.
it up, you know.
All right. Well, as I started doing my internet marketing businesses, I started doing everything on my own. And I started buying courses, going to seminars, you know, buying e-books, and basically living online and trying to figure out how to do everything that needed to be done to run a business successfully on my own. And I went to a seminar, and I met a guy named Armin Morin, who's a really great internet marketing mentor. And he told me that the reason he's able to be so free and have so much free time and basically do whatever he wants to do is because he figured out how to outsource a lot of his business tasks to other people to do the stuff for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought only rich people could do that. You know, only super wealthy people can go out there and hire staff, you know, employees and whatnot to do all this, you know, stuff. And then as I jumped into it and started interviewing some of the most successful internet marketers of our time and finding out their outsourcing secrets, I discovered that many of them, if not all of them, have staff who do all their work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I began to dig deeper, and I began to ask really deep questions like, can you explain these philosophies to me? Can you show me where these places are where you're finding these people? You know, can anybody do this? And overwhelmingly, the answer was, wow, anybody can learn how to outsource and get stuff done for them. And the costs involved with outsourcing are so phenomenally cheap that it makes it affordable for even the hobbyist business owner to be able to put people in charge of certain tasks of their businesses and actually get a large return on investment from that.
And how does people look into this? Because that was one of the things that immediately connect me to you. Because I look and I'm listening to you talking about, you know, being this place this week, being that place that week with your family and everything, running a multi-million dollar empire and all of that. And I'm saying, man, I'm not going to bed until 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, why am I not able to do that?
Yeah.
So that's
well,
why you're here to tell us this morning, you know.
You're like everybody else, Daphne, you know, and you know what? I work till 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes too, and that's because I love what I do, and it's because I don't know the difference between work and play, because to me
that's
it's
right.
the same thing, you know,
yeah.
and I love what I do, so I'll do it with a passion and I'll work hard at it, but I've got so many plates spinning and so many businesses that I run online. The benefit is that I know how to get these people to go and spin those plates for me, so I'm not running around crazy. I know what a good internet marketing business looks like and how to set one up and then how to go get the people in place to run that business for me and to do the different tasks of marketing and building websites and blogs so that I'm not the one that's sitting behind my computer doing that. You know, what I spend my time doing every day is just coaching and consulting people, just talking on the phone. And people pay me for my time to give them an hour of their time where I consult with them or I do a personal one-on-one webinar with them. And that's the majority of my time is spent doing that, whereas all my team and staff are doing the other work for me. So the question people probably have right now is where do we start looking for people to start doing all these, you know, internet marketing things for us, you know?
Right.
And let's break that down. What is an internet marketing thing? What does that look like? Well,
right.
It looks like articles. You know, if we're gonna get marketing our stuff on the internet, we need to have articles written about what we do, and we need to come across as an expert by writing our own articles. And writing articles
right.
takes time and energy
mm-hmm.
and thought. And people mm-hmm. can write those articles for you,
mm-hmm.
And then you got to take those articles and you got to submit them to, you know, several dozens of article directories that exist on the internet. And doing that takes time because you got to do it one by one by one. That's something that you can outsource to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Press releases are huge ways to get publicity on the internet, but writing a press release is time-consuming, like writing articles. And then
mm-hmm.
once it's written, again, you got to submit it to several dozen websites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just part of the business of internet marketing. Then you've got your whole social media, you know stuff. You got your Twitter stuff, your Facebook stuff, and MySpace, and LinkedIn, and all these other social Web 2.0 kind of sites out there that take up a lot of our time to get in there and do stuff. You can actually get people to do all that kind of thing for you. I just actually have a company in Ireland who's doing a lot of my social media marketing and my Twitter marketing and making my Twitter followers increase and just keeps building my list for me, you know, daily with what they're doing for me. Other things people need to have done, they need to have websites built, blogs built. They need to have, what else do they need to have? They need to have pay-per-click marketing with Google AdWords. You know what I mean? Internet marketing is a very vast and very deep subject matter that takes a lot of time to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that I can go to these websites I'm going to share with you guys in a second,
mm-hmm.
and I can go find people who already know how to do all that stuff.
That's right.
And they're going to do it for you super cheap.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you how cheap it is. You know, we outsource to the Philippines. That's where
mm-hmm.
we get all of our virtual assistants. And some people say, hey, don't use the word virtual assistants. Use the word remote assistant. So I'll use the word
yes.
remote assistant because they're
mm-hmm.
remoting from the Philippines. But anyway,
right.
whether you call them a virtual assistant or a remote assistant, we advocate that people bring these people on staff as your independent contractors, not as employees.
Right.
But as independent contractors, because if they're employees, you got to pay taxes on them, you got to pay vacation, sick pay,
mm-hmm.
you know, all that kind of fun stuff that employers got to deal with. But as independent
right.
contractors, they pay their own taxes and all that on that stuff. You don't have to worry about that.
Right.
So we're going to hire these people full time or part time, and
mm-hmm.
a full timer is going to work 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
A part timer is going to work 20 hours a week. And here's
mm-hmm.
the rates. Here's how much we're going to pay. We're going to pay somebody in the Philippines to work for part time. $75 to $150 a month. That's
mm-hmm.
it. And we'll get 80 hours of work out of that person for a month. That's 20 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
For a full-timer, we'll pay anywhere from probably $200 to $400 a month for 40 hours a week. So we're talking, you know, 160 hours worth of time spent doing our tasks that we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at that, I mean, how much is that? It's $200 to $400 a month?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like one person's salary for one day in America.
That's right. That's right. And for one design, if you think about, you know, going in to get a print design done, this is just
yeah.
one design for creating something, and you don't even go into print yet.
Oh, yeah, you know what, well, that's a big problem a lot of people have, is they have to pay all this money and they get nickeled and dimed from all these other, you know, companies that are based in the United States to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
They might pay somebody, you know, $200 to $400 just for one single project,
mm-hmm.
and then that single project cost them $400, and they got, you know, it maybe took 3 hours to get done,
mm-hmm.
and they just spent $400. What if you took that same idea and put it to your full-time or part-time virtual assistant to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And it took them, you know, 4 to 5 hours. But instead of it costing you $400, it cost you, you know, $30, because
right.
you get a full day and a full weeks and a full month's work out of them, and they just keep cranking stuff out for you
mm-hmm.
instead of it just being project-based. So a lot
mm-hmm.
of people go to what I call the project-based websites, which are websites like Elance.com. It's Elance, elance.com. There's Odesk. It's just the letter O, D-E-S-K, Odesk.com. There is getafreelancer.com. Those are just three really good websites that you can go find people just to do quick one-off projects for you. But again, you're going to pay $200 to $400, or you know, somewhere in that range. You know, it might cost you $30 to a couple hundred dollars to have people do anything you can think of. You can actually go to those websites and you can study the projects that people already have created, and you can learn from those projects what people are having done to create successful internet marketing businesses. You can see what by them posting their ads on there. You can learn about their marketing styles and say, hey, this person wants someone to post a bunch of ads on Craigslist. Maybe I should have someone posting a bunch of ads for me on Craigslist. If it's effective, if it works, if it's bringing me traffic and leads and sales, why not do it? Especially if it only costs, you know, $90 to have a person post on Craigslist every single day. Well, anyway, so you can learn about stuff like that when you study these job boards, these postings, and you can see... what can you see? You can see like the feedback scores, like on eBay. If you're doing eBay auctions, there's always a feedback score from the person who's the seller and the buyer, and so you know you're buying from somebody who's gonna, you know, not rip you off. Well, it's the same way with these virtual assistant boards. They have feedback scores. They have comments from people who have hired them, and they report on if they had a good or bad experience using these people.
Right.
So you're safe that way.
That's
and they also do what's called an escrow, where, like, let's say you cost you $200 for a project. Well, what you'll do is you'll put that $200 into an escrow account, which the job board company kind of holds for you. And then when the project is completed, you release that money.
From it. Yes.
Yeah, you release it to your virtual assistant, and it only is released when you're happy with the project
it,
and it's
work.
Done the right way.
And the other thing, Jeff, I want to ask you a question here. These people are qualified people, because there are some projects that and will need researches and things like that, and these are qualified people who can get those things done, right?
For the most part, they are. When you're working on what I call the Lancing websites, like Get a Freelancer and Elance and ScriptLance and some of the other Lancing websites, you really hope the people behind those are qualified. But
right.
when you go and you're going to go to hire like a full-time virtual assistant or a part-time virtual assistant, then there's other websites you're going to use to go there, and you're going to see how qualified people are.
Right.
For example, the website that I advocate everybody goes to is onlinejobs.ph. And onlinejobs.ph is for Filipino workers and other workers in the Asian nations, like in Singapore, Malaysia, and so forth. They can go and post their job resumes and so forth on this website. And they all have college educations. They all have multiple years of experience in internet marketing and doing the services that internet marketers need. And you can actually get a bird's eye view of that when you click on the name of somebody who's posted their resume. Or their post, you can see, okay, I've got 2 years experience, I've got a Bachelor of Science degree. And the reason we use the Philippines is because they speak English there, and they speak very good English. They are college educated, and they have pre-experience. And so when we bring them to work for us, we don't have to spend time sitting there training these people on what they're supposed to be doing. They already know about link building. They already know about article marketing. They already know about search engine marketing, social media marketing, and gosh, that saves me a ton of time from having to go out there and go figure all this stuff out myself.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And having to teach these guys how to do it, you know, myself, which is again another time suck for people. So for the most part, they're going to come pretty trained, unless you got something that's really specialized and really unique. You know, it's like a proprietary process. Yeah, you're going to have to teach that kind of stuff to them. But the overall stuff, I mean, like, we bring people onto our team that understand WordPress blogs. And these guys can get into a WordPress blog with their eyes closed and figure out how to do stuff on there that I would never figure out on my own. It'd take me a million years. And I'm glad I can just delegate to my team and say, hey, guys, I need to change this in my blog. I need to do this. I need to do this. Then I go to bed at night, because it's about a 13-hour difference from where I live in America. I go to bed at night. And then I wake up the next morning and all the stuff is done. And that's a pretty good thing to wake up to in the morning and have all your stuff done with a report sitting at your email saying, here's what I did last night while you were sleeping.
That's right. And you know that the magnitude of the work that's get done, you wouldn't be doing that yourself. The traffic it sends to our website, because I know one of my challenges in my business, Jeff, is getting traffic to my website. And I listen to other people talk and I say, my God, how are they getting that traffic? And now when I was on that webinar that you did a month ago, I understand it's because people are utilizing outsourcing. And people know how to get traffic, so they do all these different things to get you the traffic that you then can convert into business.
Yeah, that's the way it works. You know, if you don't know how to do something, there's two choices. You can either sit there and learn how to do it, which we all know. We get started with something. We start reading a book, we start reading an e-book, we start watching a home study course with 12 DVDs, and we get past DVD number one, and then the shiny new toy syndrome comes across our desk. Oh, I got an email from somebody. Oh, I got an instant message from somebody. Oh, my daughter needs me. Oh, I got to go do this outside the house. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my study time gets interrupted, and I never get back to listen to all 12 DVDs. I never get back to the rest of the chapters in the ebook or the real book. And then I'm stuck back where I was before, just not getting moving forward. That's choice one. Choice two is just to go hire these guys that already know how to do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And this, they're sitting there ready. And literally, there are thousands and thousands and thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of these virtual agents at your beck and call, ready right now to take your order, to do whatever it is you cannot do or don't want to do on your own. They're ready right now on these websites waiting for you to ask them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do it really cheap.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing the amount of knowledge and information is out there. And you know, they say one perish because of the lack of knowledge. And there's all this information out there. And it's like, in some way, they are the best kept secrets because nobody tells us about it. And, you know, honestly, I have to really thank Willie Crawford for introducing me and inviting me to that webinar because I had no idea this kind of thing exists for businesses here in America. And, you know, it's not as much a well kept secret, as I mentioned before, as the fact that not a lot of people is willing to share. Because when I was sharing it with a friend of mine up in Hartford, he says to me, oh, I know about that. I outsource my business in India and China. And I'm sitting down, oh, my God, I didn't know that, you know. So I'm so thankful that
some
you're
people,
here.
Some people like to give the impression that they work really hard, you know, when they don't. They like to make me think, hey, doing what I do takes a lot of hard work and energy and effort on my part. Yeah. You know what? Businesses have been outsourcing and delegating for centuries. It's something that is very common for entrepreneurs who've been like, you know, they've been entrepreneurs for a long, long time. And what the reason that a lot of people don't know about this is, let me just talk about the E-Myth from Michael Gerber real quick.
Yes.
You know, Michael Gerber wrote the book called The E-Myth and The E-Myth Revisited. And in that book, he talks about there's three types of people out there. There are owners, there are managers, and there are technicians. Mm. And most people in society are technicians, meaning they're the employees who are the sourcing agents for the business owners. So the business owner does not going to do all the work. So what does he do? He hires employees to do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hires project managers to manage all the employees. So then the business owner can go do all the fun things that business owners do.
That's right.
Well, what happens is that many of us who are technicians, and I was a technician, I was the guy who was working in the system, you know, as an employee for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And also as a pastor, I still looked at myself as a technician.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is these technicians get a little wild hair. They get a little bright idea. They get something kind of sparks in them, and all of a sudden, like, you know what? people keep telling me I can do this thing I'm doing for this business guy, I should probably start doing it for myself.
Right,
and so what happens then is that all these new entrepreneurs get this idea to become an entrepreneur, and they like what they do, and so they want to go into business for themselves, and so they cut the tether, and they leave the corporate job, and they go on the internet, and they fall flat on their face because they have no entrepreneurial training whatsoever. And they're just blindly thinking that entrepreneurs, they take that term solopreneur, and as a solopreneur, they have to do solo work, right? And that means all the work must be on their shoulders. And so they slave and labor day in and day out. And this is what Michael Gerber tells us. He says 1 million people will start a business this year. Out of those 1 million people, 400,000 of them will fail their first year. And then in the next year, in the next 5 years, another 160,000 will fail in the next 4 years, I mean 5 years. After 10 years have gone by, 960,000 fail, which leaves 40,000 businesses that are successful 10 years down the road. So, hey, everyone, let's go start a business, right? Because, I mean, honestly, I'm joking there because, geez, if 1 million people said they're going to start a business and only 40,000 can make it, the chances of most people going out there and being successful are pretty slim. And that's why the sad statistic we see very often is, you know, 85 to 95% of all new businesses fail. And it's a true statistic. And it's the problem is people are technicians jumping into the entrepreneur's role, the business owner's role, without the proper training, without the proper experience on how to run their businesses. So then what we do is we take those dreamers, which is not a bad thing, who want to have their own business, and we say, hey, here's how you institute the proper staffing structures in your business so that you can put the right people in place to do things for you instead of you doing it on your own. And here's how much it's going to cost you, and here's where you go get them, and here's the contracts you use to hire them, and here's a bunch of stuff to help you understand what internet marketing is so that you can get some education. And then people have a much better chance now of actually staying long-term, you know, breaking through the one-year crash and burn, the five-year crash and burn, and even the 10-year crash and burn. This is my 10-year anniversary. This is the 10th year I've been doing internet marketing. The first four of those years were tough, but the last six of those years have been awesome. And I know, looking forward, it's going to get even better and better and better the longer I do this, because I'm going to have so many automated systems in place that are bringing me money every single day. Every single day I wake up, I look at my email account, and it says, here's how much money you made. And there's more money every single day showing up in my bank account because I've learned how to put these people in place. Not just to do my internet marketing work, I got these people in place making me money, which is something we can talk about next if you want to, is about how these guys actually can make people money while we sleep at night.
Yes, you can go ahead and speak about that, Jeff. The people in the chat room, they're having problem with their sound, but it's a good thing that they'll be able to go back and listen to the archive. So just move right into the next segment. We have 31 minutes remaining.
Okay. Well, so. I hope people can hear my voice okay and that I'm not getting garbled or anything like that. But, you know, here's what I tell people. There are certain things you can do on the internet that make you money. And so you there are several different, like, business models that you can employ to make money on the internet, you know. You can sell your own product and service. You could, like, create a product, and then, you know, it could be a digital product. It could be a physical product. And you can sell that on a website. You could sell it on ClickBank.com. So you can, number one, be a business owner that sells your own product. Number two, you can be an affiliate marketer. And what an affiliate marketer does is they sell other people's product, and they make a commission whenever they sell that product for somebody else.
Right.
And there's a lot of people who do that because they don't have to build websites. All they're going to do is drive traffic to websites through their affiliate links. And when people go to those websites and buy whatever that widget is, they're going to make a commission. Now, with affiliate marketing, it works two ways. There's physical products and physical shipping, which is like, you know, like Amazon.com. You know, I'm going to buy some books or I'm going to buy some toys, or, you know, Amazon.com sells all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so by selling stuff through Amazon.com, they might pay me 5 to 10% commission for their physical product.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm selling a digital product, I can get a commission of 25 to 75% because there's no cost involved on a digital product other than just downloading it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So ClickBank.com is a great website that people can go to find over 10,000 digital products. And these are more like information products, like ebooks or software or just, you know, how-to systems that, you know, everybody on the internet is looking to get what? Information. That's why we're there. We're there to go get information. And some people think information should be free, and other people think that good information that's worth its weight should be paid for and purchased. And I think that too. So we can sell digital information in ClickBank for, you know, $25, $17 to $97 to $197 for a downloadable informational product and earn a commission of 25% to 75% on the sale of those digital products. What other business models are there? There's multi-level marketing, MLM, direct sales. I think that's a great industry. I have no problems with direct sales and MLM. Some people don't like it, and that's fine. But it is a good business model for distributing products and services through word of mouth to family and friends in a way that, you know, can be a massive thing for some people. Other business models, you've got coaching and consulting models and so forth, where you provide coaching and training to people to teach them how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So all these different models that exist out there, they all exist to provide a service for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That service equals value, and the more value you give somebody, the more you can charge, and
right.
the more you can command as a professional or an expert.
Jeff, give me a minute. I want to remind the people on the phones, and there are quite a few people on the phones, if and when they have questions, please go ahead and call and raise their hand, and I will take their question for Jeff. So if you have a question, you don't need to wait until the end. Just raise your hand, and I'll take your questions. Thank you, Jeff. Please continue.
Well, what I want to do here now, Daphne, is just pause real quick. We've had people with us now for the last half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to let people know that you and I have agreed to let people have a special offer today.
Yes.
You know, I might as well just give it to everybody right now, and I'll repeat myself a little bit later. But
yes.
I know not everyone can stay on for the full time. So here's what Daphne asked me to do. She said, Jeff, can you give something away, you know, to my listening audience today? I said, yeah, I'll put something together.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I recorded a two-hour webinar where I explained to people a lot of the concepts I've kind of done today. But it's a two-hour webinar, and I show people all about outsourcing, and then I also show people eight methods of how virtual assistants can do money-making activities for you. We also are giving away on that website a free audio CD. All you need to do is just pay the shipping and handling for it. It's $9.95. So I'm not selling some massively expensive product here today. I want to give everybody a free CD, and I'm going to give everybody who gets that free CD some incredible bonuses. And you'll see what they are on the website. I'm going to give you guys the website where you can go get more information right now. So write it down. Don't go to it right now because I want you to listen to us right now on the line. But write this down. You're going to go to freeoutsourcingcd.com/Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, .html. I'll repeat that a few times for you guys. freeoutsourcingcd.com/Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, .html. and this will be the last time I'll repeat it, and then I'll repeat it at the end of the show. It's freeoutsourcingcd.com/Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, dot H-T-M-L. And at that website, you're going to be able to watch a two-hour webinar recording that I did with somebody else, and you'll see I've got the offer for a free CD there, as well as the second offer, which I'll explain at the end of this call because it'll make more sense as we're going through this. So I just want to appreciate everybody for being on the line and give you that free CD as a gift to you guys. And believe me, you're going to want to get that CD because it's an amazing CD. Daphne, did you listen to that CD yet?
Yes, it's amazing. And, you know, I introduced, before you had agreed to come on the show, I have a friend in Scotland. And I know she's listening on her computer this morning. And she got the CD and she was floored with all the information that was on there. So it is good
awesome.
Stuff, and for $10, guys, you can't beat it.
Yeah, okay, well, let's get into some of the content about making money. I just gave you guys some examples of business models that exist, you know, for buying and selling, and you selling your own products or you selling other people's products. Another business model, which is really popular right now, is blog flipping or website flipping. And let me explain that to you guys. It's just like real estate. You know, real estate agents will go out there and they're looking for, like, you know, properties that are maybe through a foreclosure, or the person lost a job, or some bad circumstances like a divorce. You know, these are unfortunate circumstances that people had, and they basically just want to get rid of their homes super, super cheap. So real estate agents go out there and they buy these homes, and then they get in there and they see that the homes are pretty dilapidated and they need to get fixed up. So, you know, you've seen the shows on, you know, the Home and Garden TV channels and stuff. They go in there and they put some new carpet, they put some hardwood floors in there, they put a kitchen countertop in there and some cabinets and some stainless steel appliances. You know, they redo the bathroom. They spend about $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to redo the house. And then they flip it and they sell it and they get that money back plus hopefully another $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 of a return on their investment. And that's how real estate works with house flipping. And it's the same way, actually, with websites. There are certain websites out there that look ugly, that need, you know, new paint, but they're popular, or people are buying, you know, products and services off those websites existing already. But they could do so much better if a designer would just go in there and kind of fix it up. So what I advocate people do is they go hire a virtual assistant who's a web designer who understands HTML, you know, CSS, PHP coding, HTML coding, you know, they're web geeks, right? And mm-hmm. they understand blogging and so forth. And then what you do is you go buy, there's these websites you can go to, and you can actually buy really cheap websites already existing that make money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a novel idea. You want to make money? Go buy a website that's already making money and start making money. But you can have your virtual assistant fix those websites, make them function better, make them streamlined, make them prettier, make them more functional so they can increase the revenue. Then, after, you know, a month or so of tinkering on the website and fixing it up and making it better, what you can do is come back and then sell that website to the place you just bought it from a month earlier. And there's guys coming to these websites, and they're buying a website for $50, $100, $200, turning around, running these websites through their system, and then selling them for seven times what they paid for them earlier. So now they're selling them for $800, $1,000, and they're getting an $800, you know, $500, whatever the difference is, they're getting these returns on these investments. And they're selling like two or three of these a month, and they're making several thousand dollars a month by doing nothing other than buying a cheap website, slapping some new paint on there, fixing it up, doing some different, you know, coding on there. But they're not doing this work themselves. The virtual assistant does it all for them. And then they turn around and slap it up on a website. Now, two places people can go to check that philosophy out. You can go to a website called Flippa. It's FLIPPA.com. Flippa, FLIPPA.com. And you can actually go there and look right now at people who are buying and selling websites in real time. You can see how much they're charging. You can see what kind of websites people are buying. And what kind of, like, you'll see what's popular, and if you see a bunch of people buying a certain type of a website again and again and again, well, then why not, you know, have your virtual assistant make websites like that.
Mm-hmm.
Make what people want. Make what's in demand, and then sell it, give it to people so they can get it, and you get the profit from it.
Amazing.
So that's blog flipping and website flipping, and that's a pretty fun business to be in. It takes some study, and we do have some study for people in our product that I was telling everybody about on my website. We do have a methodology there where we teach your virtual assistant how this all works, with a program called Train My Money Maker, which is a really cool system where I actually will train your virtual assistant for you on how to make money-making websites for you. And this gets people really excited because now they realize, oh, gosh, I don't have to sit here and figure all this stuff out. I just give my virtual assistant the magic box, basically.
Yes.
I send them to a website, and they go into that website, and they can watch videos and listen to audios, and they got PDFs and stuff they can go get and download. And the virtual assistant gets trained on how to do all this for you, so you're not sitting there trying to figure this out. Because most people, they don't understand this stuff. You know, probably a lot of people who are listening to us right now are like, wow, that's a great concept, but I'd never have any time to go do all this stuff you just talked about on blog flipping. Well, that's why I want your virtual assistant to do it for you, and I'll train them for you.
That's right. And
okay.
Think about if you hire a full-time person, that's only going to cost you between $200 and $400 a month, and you can get all this work done.
Well, exactly. Think about building and scaling it. What if you had five people and you're paying $1,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
but each of those five people could build, 20 websites a month that you could sell
mm-hmm.
for $500 profit?
That's right.
Now you're making $10,000 off of a $1,000 effort, and then some.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It always pays for itself if you do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Where all the salaries of your virtual assistants are paid for it and covered. And that's my first goal. My first goal is to set up a system where the money I'm making from these websites, number one, pay for the virtual assistant's salary. And again, this can be anywhere from $75 to $400 a month per individual based on part-time or full-time.
Right.
And it doesn't take that much stuff to sell to make $75 a month. I mean, that's like three ClickBank products a month. Pays for a part-time virtual assistant salary.
Okay, Jeff, we have 18 minutes remaining. I just want to keep you abreast of the time.
Okay, let's talk about affiliate marketing. We talked about that, selling products through ClickBank, and that was a great place to go and get digital products to sell in any niche market. I mean, you can think of anything you can think of. You can go to ClickBank.com, and you could type a keyword in their little search box there in their marketplace box, and you can find a product about anything. Dog training, how to teach your child how to dance, how to go green with your economy and your house, any stinking thing you could think of, there's some guy out there selling some information product about it. So what you can do is you want to sell products that are in popular niches. Unfortunately, most people who get started in their internet marketing businesses, they say, you know what, I'm really good, or I have a passion for this whatever topic, and that topic nobody really else has a passion for it like they do. And so they go out there and make these things and build these websites and try to sell these widgets that really there's no demand for it in the system. So understand that even though you may be passionate about something, it's not so much about what you're passionate about. If it's about making money, then you want to sell the stuff that people want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So study the niche markets out there that people are spending a lot of money in. And I'll give you guys a handful of them here to just kind of whet your appetite. First of all, people are spending a ton of money on information marketing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get information marketing products to learn how to sell products. People are spending money on internet marketing products, how to do internet marketing. People are spending money on weight loss, nutrition, huge market. Every time I turn on the TV at night, it's some fitness program, some weight loss program.
Yeah.
Why? Because they sell huge. People always want the next thing that's going to help them lose 20 pounds before Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
People want to buy how to make money products. That's another niche, how to make money online products. Another niche is the sports niche, like golf. Tons of people spend money on golf. Another is pets, like dog training, cat training, bird training, teach your parrot how to talk. How to take care of your hamster, your guinea pig, and then on and on it goes. There's so many little tiny niches out there where people are happy to spend a ton of money because they're so passionate about it, you know. And so what we're going to do then is we're going to identify these niches. And then what we're going to do is we're going to have our virtual assistant build a blog, and a WordPress blog. And all you need to know is the words WordPress blog. Your virtual assistant will build the blog and make a nice-looking blog for you. And then you're going to put on that blog links to products that are in ClickBank. And that blog will be, let's just use the pet training niche because that's a pretty popular niche. So you're going to build a blog about how to train your golden retriever, how to stop going to the bathroom in your house, mm-hmm. and how to fetch a ball and bring the ball back to you, and maybe a few other tricks. And so a guy goes out there, and he's written a book specifically for golden retrievers, and that's a niche within a niche. You know, he's got the dog training, mm-hmm. and now he's going right to a specific breed, right? And so there's people out there typing on the internet right now, training how to train my golden retriever
mm-hmm.
to stop peeing on the carpet,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to find your blog because the virtual assistant built your blog so that the keywords are going to find people who are looking for these terms, and it's going
right.
to match. And then your blog is the result. So they're going to see an article on your blog that your virtual assistant put there. He put an article that he found somewhere on your blog that says, here's how to stop, you know, your golden retriever from going to the bathroom in your house. And he reads this article, and he's like, wow, that was some good stuff. At the bottom of the article, it says, hey, you know what? Golden retrievers are great dogs, but they also need more training. And we've got a great resource that's going to teach you how to train your golden retriever so he can do these 12 different things and, you know, and stun your family and friends when they come over for the holiday party. You know, I'm just making this up. That's the marketer in me. I just like to make this stuff up. But this stuff does exist. So
right.
then, so it says, to get these 12 training tips, we've got an excellent resource for you. Go to this link, click on this link, and get our 12 steps for teaching your golden retriever how to do cool things.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go to that website, it's got a sales letter. They buy the product, and then you make a commission because it was through your affiliate link.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people say, that sounds good, but that's just one blog post with one article. You know, how do you get tons of content on that blog without having to put it on there yourself? Well, what I'm going to teach you guys right now is a little plugin that works with WordPress. That is an amazing little plugin that just brings automated content onto your blog totally hands off.
Mm-hmm.
It's the website for this plugin is called contentposter.com. Excuse me, contentposter.com. Contentposter.com. And what it does is it goes out to the internet every single day and finds content revolving around the keywords of your niche. So in this example, we're talking about dog training. So it's going to go out there and find all kinds of articles that are in the article directories, like Easing Articles and Article Base and Go Articles. These are all places that people store articles. And it's going to grab those articles and post them into your blog that day. And it might post 6 or 7 posts into your blog that day. It's going to go to Yahoo Answers, which is a very active site where people are typing questions they want to get answered, and then like a whole community of people come and answer those questions for you. Well, that's content. It'll take the question and the answers and post those into your WordPress blog for you. It'll take YouTube and go to YouTube and find all these videos that have the same keywords that you have and put those videos on your blog for you. All this is being done automated without you having to push any buttons. It'll also go out and get other people's blogs where they've posted content on their blog, and it'll bring their blog post into your blog post, and so you can have their blogs being inputted into your blogs, and it's okay to do this.
Oh.
So now you've got this blog that's being built with content every single day, and that new content is being posted on your website, which then gets spidered by the search engines. When they say, oh, there's new content, let's go get it. And then when someone does a search on the internet, your blog post, which you didn't write, someone else did, mm-hmm. shows up as the answer they're looking for. They click on it, they go to your blog, they read it, it looks great. And your virtual assistant has put some banners on your blog, some little advertising banners,
yeah.
that if someone clicks on that relates to that niche in the dog training niche, they go mm-hmm. to buy the dog training product, and you make
wow.
a commission. So,
You only, we have 10 minutes remaining, Jeff.
Okay, so when, so you, when you start thinking about this, you know, how many websites like that could your virtual assistants build for you on hundreds of niches? It's infinite, okay?
Yes.
People are just wanting to consume content out there like crazy. And for most people, they cannot do this work on their own. They cannot physically or mentally allocate bandwidth to go write articles, to build blogs, to do all these things. It's just too hard for them. So my philosophy is don't sit there and try to figure it out yourself. Delegate to a virtual assistant who can do these things for you and build these blogs based around products you're going to sell for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make you money. And really, I guess I got eight more things I could tell people, Daphne, but we're getting low on time. Let me summarize, but I guess we need to have you back again. Well, you can have me back too, but I mean, we can send people to the website where the video is going to basically do all the teaching for them, you know, and the things
amazing.
I didn't cover today.
Well, let's do that. Because
we have that same information
at the website. Yes.
I mean, we've got so much stuff we could share with you guys today, but we do have a place you can get more information. Let me tell you what we're going to share with you. We're going to share with you the blog flipping method in detail. We're going to go into more detail about the affiliate auto blogs. We're going to, which is what I just taught you about, you know, making the dog training product. We've got something called the data feed auto blog. What we do is we go out there and we grab content. You know, there's like an affiliate program that has thousands of products. We can take all 1,000 products and have them instantly populated in our blog, and we can have a blog that has 1,000 products we're selling in it within a matter of a few seconds and getting traffic to that blog and then selling other people's products through that. We talked about ClickBank. We didn't get a chance to talk about selling physical CDs and DVDs, but there's a way that we can sell physical CDs and DVDs and automatically have these physical DVDs and CDs shipped to people without having to go and burn copies of DVDs at our home or store DVDs and CDs in our home, which I know some people have their hallways and their garages full of their own products because they're fulfilling it themselves. Well, you know, Daphne bought my CD. Her friend in Scotland bought my CD. But I didn't actually make the CD. I uploaded it to a system called Kunaki. And you should check this out, you guys. It's K-U-N-A-K-I. Kunaki.com. K-U-N-A-K-I.com. What these guys do is they will make a CD or a DVD for you at $1 a copy. So you can make a video or you can make an audio, burn it, and then put it up to their system. It goes into their system, and you can sell it for $1. Then they ship it for $4. So the total cost is $5 to you to actually burn and ship a CD or DVD. And these have jewel cases on them. They have the colorful graphics on them.
Mm-hmm.
They look really, really nice. And you could sell a bunch of information products that way. And you could sell these information products for whatever you want. You could sell them for $97, right?
Yes.
It's an information product. And then have Kunaki send it out for you. It's pretty cool. Anyway, so that's some of the stuff. I have eight things I'm sharing with you guys on a website I'm going to give you in a second. Blog flipping, affiliate auto blogs, data feed blogs, how to do ClickBank, how to make money with a review blog, how to make money with Kunaki selling DVDs and CDs. I'm going to teach you guys the magic called the one-click upsell, which is a nice little script that people just push a button and it adds more money on every single sale. And I'm going to teach you something to do with Twitter, which is called the Twitter Hawk method, which actually allows you to make money with Twitter. So if you guys want to get the free video that's on the website, at Daphne's website, we've put it up there for you already. Here's the website to go to. You can go to freeoutsourcingcd.com/Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E dot H-T-M-L. It's freeoutsourcingcd.com/Daphne.html. And on that website, you'll be able to watch a two-hour webinar where I'm going to summarize and go over in more depth what we couldn't go over today on this special call. You'll be able to participate and get my free audio CD. You just pay the $9.95 shipping and handling. And we'll ship it to anybody anywhere in the world except for India. and Malaysia. I don't think we ship to those two countries. So those people will not be able to get the CD. But anywhere else, you'll pay $9.95 shipping. If you want to get the details about the Train My Moneymaker system I talked about with these eight different business models where the virtual assistants will make you money for you, that system is also available for sale on that website. That system normally goes for $495. That's how much I sell it for when I speak at conferences all over the world. But we're allowing special guests from Daphne's group here today. We're going to do a special deal. I'm looking for people to take my system and use it, and I want them to report back to me their results and give me a favorable testimonial. And so what I'm prepared to do here today is for anybody who goes to Daphne's website and they get the Train My Moneymaker package, I will pay half of the amount for you. So your cost, instead of $495, it's going to be $247, and I will pay the other half for you. On the condition of this, that when you go through the product, you hire a virtual assistant or two or three or more, and they start building these money-making systems for you, you come back and you give me a video or email me your testimonial and show me and show the world how well this system worked for you to make you money. So it's a pretty easy thing here. Just by, you know, getting this course, I will give you a 50% discount plus the audio CD that we talked about for only $247. And I think that's a great deal. I know people who charge several thousand dollars for this information, and we just want to make it affordable. And, you know, some people might think $247 is a lot of money. But listen, folks, it's the concepts behind this training that when you use it, you're going to make that $247 back so fast when you hire virtual assistants to start going out there and doing all this work for you. So that's it, Daphne, for what I have to share with people. If you guys want to go to the website one more time, we'll take maybe a couple questions if we have time here. It's freeoutsourcingcd.com/Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E .html. And there's a free video there for you guys to watch, a two-hour free video, and then you can get the CD or the Train My Moneymaker course there. And I hope you guys get it today because we're not going to be offering it out there for that much longer. So back to you, Daphne.
Okay. I thank you so much, Jeff, for this wonderful information and for the partnership that you and I has established and developed, because this is a true sense of what the internet is all about. We haven't physically met. You are out in Minnesota. I'm up in Connecticut. Yet we can forge a meaningful, successful, positive relationship that will indeed impact the rest of the world. I thank people. We only have 2 minutes remaining, but I encourage you to rush to the website and grab this information and text your friends and tell them to get it too, because 2010 is coming and we are all tired of mediocre living. So here is some information that will change our lives. I want to thank Jeff. I want to thank the listeners both on the telephones and in the chat room, and tell you here is an opportunity that will help you to live the destiny that God creates you to live and to really fulfill your purpose. Have a magnificent day, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. God bless.
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.